So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, kol nishbain shebetayr nishbain v'lay mishalman. Whenever the Torah requires an oath to decide a case between the claimant and the defendant, it is the defendant who swears to avoid paying, as the Pasuk says regarding Yishem Resachar, shvuas Hashem ti bein shneim. V'lokach ba'ala v'lay yishalam. The owner accepts the oath and the shamer does not pay. And we expound, Misha Alab Lashalam Loishvua. The one who would be obligated to pay is always the one who swears and thereby becomes exempt from payment. However, the Mishnah continues, Ve'el Nishboim Menoitlin. In the following cases, the Rabbanan initiated that the claimant swears and collects, Hasacher, a hired worker, Vanigzil, a victim of theft, Vanechbal, a victim of assault, Veshekenegdi Chashad Alashvu, when the defendant is disqualified from swearing, and Vechemene Alpinkase, a storekeeper regarding his ledger. The Mishnah then elaborates on all these cases, as we will learn throughout the next few dafim. The Mishnah continues, Hasachar Ketzad. A hired worker swears to collect his wages in the following case. Amar Loi, ten li schari shesh li biyadcha. The worker asked for his wages. And hu oimer nesati, v'halo oimer loi natalti. The employer claims he paid, while the worker claims he never received it. Hu nishba v'naitl, the worker swears and collects. However, Rabbi Huda oimer asher teheshem miktzas hayda. He only swears if the defendant admits to part of the claim. And the Mishnah explains, Kesar, Omele ten li schari, chamishim dinner sheyesh lebiyatcha, voimer his kebalta dinner zav. The worker claims that he's owed his full wages of 50 silver dinner, while the employer claims that he already paid one gold dinner, which equals 25 silver dinner. The Gemara comments, Takonis kevuer shanukan. The Mishnah establishes a decree of such importance that it could contravene the Torah procedure for oaths. And Maishna Sachar did Tekinu Li Rabbanan de Mishtabei V'Shakal. Why indeed did Rabbanan decree that a hired worker swears and collects? The Gemara explains, Akru Rabbanan L'Shvumi Balabayis V'Shadyua Sachar. The Rabbanan took the oath away from the employer and imposed it on the worker instead, because the Balabayis Tard B'Poilavu. The employer is occupied with his many workers. Therefore, it is likely that he forgot whether he paid and will mistakenly swear falsely. Nevertheless, we obligate the worker to swear in this place, and he cannot collect without swearing, kedei lahafez daitosh habalabayis, to reassure the employer that this was indeed the case. However, we do not require wages to be paid in advance to avoid this oath, because shneyin ereitzim ba'akafa. The employer prefers credit, since he does not always have the available funds, and the worker prefers credit so that he does not lose the money while he works. Nevertheless, a braisa rules, umen oimer shtaim ketzasteli, v'alo oimer le ketzasti l'cha ela achas, hamoitzi mechaveir ola v'raya. The craftsman claims that they agreed to a fee of 2 selaim, while the owner claims that they agreed to a fee of 1 sela, the burden of proof is on the worker, because ketzitza vade mitke dochole. Although the owner is preoccupied and may forget whether he paid yet, but he certainly does remember their arrangement. The braisa adds, however, of his manav le'nosanoi, hareze einen nishba v'naitl. If the time for payment has passed, as the Mishnah rules in Masechet Baba Metzia, schir yom goyva kol ha'layla, schir layla goyva kol ha'yom, a day worker must be paid during the following night, and the night worker must be paid during the following day. If the worker claims he was not paid, he cannot swear and collect, because chazaka ein balabayis ibe babal talin, v'chimat izman chayuva ramei anafshi u'mitker. We assume that the employer would not violate the prohibition of bal talin, delaying payment of wages, and so when the wages are due, he makes sure to remember whether he paid. Furthermore, ein sachar masha scharat, we assume that the worker would not delay asking for his wages, therefore, since he is demanding payment after the set time, we believe the employer. The Gemara cites a limitation to our Mishnah's ruling. Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel, leishanu elisha scharat be'edim. The Mishnah's ruling of sachar nishba benetel applies only if the worker was hired in the presence of witnesses. Av scharat shalei be'edim, b'teich sheyach aloim aloi li scharticha mi'aylam, yach aloim aloi scharticha b'nesat elilacha scharcha. However, if he was not hired in front of witnesses, the employer is believed to say that he hired him and paid him because of a migui, that he would be believed to say that he never hired him. However, Abaye questioned this ruling. The Pasuk says, Umeis einishbo einishbo shvuis Hashem tiyu ben shneim. A paid custodian must swear that the deposit suffered an einis, an unavoidable mishap. However, im kein, shvuis Hashem in dechayv rechmon heichem ishkachasla. According to this reasoning, how is it possible for the Torah to obligate him to swear? After all, since he's believed to deny the deposit, he should also be believed to say that the deposit was lost and he was not negligent. At first, the Gemara answers da'afked lebe'edim. The Torah obligates him to swear if there are witnesses to the deposit. However, if there aren't any witnesses, he is indeed believed. However, the Gemara asks, since he would be believed to say that he returned the deposit, he should also be believed to say that it suffered a mishap. Therefore, the Gemara answers, da'afked lebe'shtar, the deposit was documented, and so he cannot claim to have returned the deposit without corroboration, because the shtar is still in the hands of the owner. Since the Gemara switched scenarios, we infer Hamafkaritz Chaver Be'edim Ein Tzarich La'achzor Lo Be'edim B'Shtar Tzarich La'achzor Lo Be'edim. A custodian who received a deposit in the presence of witnesses can still claim that he returned the deposit, even without corroboration from witnesses. However, if the deposit was documented, he must provide witnesses that he returned the deposit.